you think they'd be coughing up six times in this game?
I mean, anything possible in the NFL, so... You know, you just go out there and try to get them. We believe we can get, you know, as many as they give us. And they gave us six, so that's how many we got.
How much better do you feel walking out of this locker room today than you did last week? I mean, you made some big, big plays at the start of this game.
You know, of course, we won, so it don't matter if I made plays or not. We got the win, I'm always feel better. So last week we lost, I feel real bad, and this week we won, I feel a little better.
How much better? How amazed are you at every time they throw Champ's way?
I don't know what they be thinking. You know what I'm saying? Throwing that dude his way. You know, I just knew it was going to be another game where they were throwing my way probably 80% of the time. But I looked at my way a couple times, and I guess I had good coverage. Then they just threw it up to Champ's side, and it was interception. Should have had three of them. We was on him because he dropped one.
As far as this particular win goes, I mean, every win is big in the NFL, but to do what they did you guys last year and you guys came in here off that and you lost, how big is it for you guys to walk out of here with a W and an impressive win to boot?
Anytime you get a win in the league, it's big, especially, you know, coming off a loss last week. You never want to go on a two-game losing streak in this league because I think Kansas City won today and, you know, teams is right there. You know, it's still a race for the playoffs, so you can't go in and lose two games in a row. It really can hurt the team, and if we would have lost today, you know, you never know how you're going to react next week.
The way Javon played today, could anybody on this team have gone one-on-one with him?
Not today. he was just hiding. You know, that was the type of player he is, and I think him and Jake finally getting that chemistry. Like I said, at the beginning of the year, it's going to take some time, but they're getting it together, and now, you know, teams are scoring some points on the defense, and our offense is scoring points now, so it's all coming full circle now.
One more quick thing. How tough is it to see your teammates constantly go off the field with injuries? At least six or seven guys got banged up.
It was hard. You know, when I came through the sideline after my little injury, I'm looking around. I see like four or five other guys, you know, starters that's on the sideline with injuries too. So, you know, it's hard, but that's the nature of this game. It's you try to stay healthy, but, you know, it's a violent, violent sport.
Thanks.
How are you feeling right now?
How I'm feeling?
Yeah.
You know, my shoulder hurting pretty bad, so I ain't feeling too good. You know, I'm glad we won, but I'm kind of banged up right now.
Is it to where you think you won't be able to play next week, or you don't know yet?
I don't know right now. I always say I will, but I don't know. I don't got no answer for that one right now.
How much did they emphasize stripping the ball, taking it away? Because it seemed like in the first half especially, there were like two or three guys trying to wrest the ball out, and you got to come with yourself.
It's just really that what we emphasized a lot last year. And this year, we kind of got away from it, stripping the ball and things of that nature. And we just trying to get back to the basics like last year when we was getting a lot of turnovers. And, you know, it showed today that as long as we go in there with our mindset on stripping the ball out there, you know, 9 times out of 10, we're going to get it out of there.
When you have a different point of emphasis, like third downs, red zone, is that what happens? Kind of some things get forgotten?
Yeah, because you're emphasizing so much something else that you kind of, you know, lose input on, you know, what we did great last year, which was getting turnovers, causing turnovers. So we put a lot of emphasis on that. Now we're trying to put it all together.
You had a rough week, obviously, last week. You wanted to bounce back big time, and you did. I mean, you chased down loose balls and kind of were all over the field, nice returns and everything. And this is probably a game you really wanted to have out there.
It's just, you know, I just want to show everybody I ain't lose no confidence. I really didn't think I played that bad last week. After we looked at film, none of my teammates or my coaches felt like I played a bad game. It's just, you know, when you play against, you know, a team, the best offense, and Peyton Manning, the best quarterback probably ever in the history of the game, everybody got to come and play. So I just wanted to come out and show I ain't lose no confidence. I still feel like I'm one of the best, you know, top 10 corners in the league. And, you know, I just wanted to come out and put it all together today.